Massachusetts healthcare reform may be bankrupting some hospitals in the state. They're known as the safety net hospitals because they treat the state's poorest patients. Now, as WBUR's Sasha Pfeiffer reports, these hospitals are planning to turn to the courts for help.
If you want to get a sense of how bad the financial situation is at Holyoke Medical Center in the western part of the state, just go to the office of Hank Porton, the hospital's CEO. Actually, Porton doesn't really have an office.
You're actually in three combined trailers to accommodate much of our senior staff.
That's right. Porton, the hospital's chief executive, works out of a little red mobile trailer in the hospital's back parking lot. He moved there because Holyoke Medical needed more room for patient services, but didn't have enough money for an expansion.
So we gave up our places and moved here to a trailer. I don't even have a washroom in here.
Holyoke's on.
Hey, Christine, it's PJ at EMS. How you doing?
In the hospital's tiny emergency department, Porton says the money crunch is also obvious.
It was designed for about 13,000 patients. Today we see 45,000 patients a year.
Holyoke's emergency room is so undersized that federal and state health officials have ordered the hospital to expand it. But that would cost about $30 million. And Porton says that's money he doesn't have.
We're struggling every day just to keep things together. That's the unfairness in this.
The unfairness, he says, is the burden state health reform is putting on safety net hospitals like his by cutting reimbursement rates. Remember, safety nets, by definition, serve mostly low-income patients who don't have insurance or who have government insurance that reimburses only pennies to the dollar.
We're filing the lawsuit as soon as it's ready.
Dr. Gary Gibbons is the CEO of another safety net hospital, Quincy Medical Center. He and Hank Porton are both part of the suit. Just like Holyoke, Quincy is in such grim financial shape it's had to cut patient programs and lay off staff. Gibbons hopes a lawsuit will result in more funding.
It is finally a lot of us getting together to say, hey, we are a voice and we want to be listened to, or we're going to bankrupt these hospitals and we'll be out of business.
So far, four other safety nets have joined Quincy and Holyoke, and more are expected to sign on or file separate suits. They feel they have to sue because Boston Medical Center, the state's biggest and probably best known safety net hospital, has already filed a similar suit. And they don't want to lose out on a possible settlement. Back at Holyoke Medical, Hank Porton also says it's unfair that Boston Medical gets better financial treatment by the state.
BMC is entitled to some of the money they receive. They do take care of a population that's poor. But why is their poor more appreciated than the poor of the rest of the state?
Obviously, the state is facing a financial calamity at the moment, and so there's not a lot of pie to cut up.
Wendy Parmet, a health law specialist at Northeastern University, says it's not an ideal time for hospitals to be suing for more money. And she says if the state gives more to one safety net hospital, that means less for the others.
These kinds of issues are much easier to deal with in flush times than in times of scarcity, because what we're really talking about is divvying up incredibly scarce resources.
Still, Parmet says a lawsuit could achieve one major goal. It would raise public awareness about the importance of safety net hospitals and about the financial straits they're in. For WBUR, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.